WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Last week, an agreement in principle was announced keeping A&M home football games at Kyle Field during a multi-year expansion project. College Station City Councilwoman Julie Schultz expects negotiations will be more complicated than the 2 years it took to reach a deal with the City of Bryan to establish the biomedical corridor.
What we're giving and what we're asking for is a much bigger thing. It's not so much of a sharing. It's a, we'll give you this if you give us that. And it's going to be interesting to see how this works out. I hope to be a part of some of those negotiations once it gets down to facilities and things like that, because I did do a lot with Texas A&M when I worked at the Chamber and did a lot of events at Reed Arena and various other places.
The Kyle Field Agreement involving the Twin Cities, Brazos County, A&M, and the A&M system has to be worked out by the May meeting of the Board of Regents. There's been a change in new attendance zones proposed for incoming students at Bryan and Rudder High Schools. The updated map will be considered for final action tonight by the Bryan School Board. The new map, which you can see on our website at WTAW.com, came during a meeting Thursday night with members of a community committee. Spokesman James Edge says when administrators re-examined where students live, they concluded not enough had been moved from Bryan High to Rudder to make both 4A for UIL purposes.
There seems to be kind of a consensus that this is something that needs to be done, both from the perspective of, you know, something that's good for the students, you know, keep these kids from having to come home at 2 in the morning, you know, and then have to get up the next morning and go to school after doing their homework till 4.
Edge says the committee voted 20-3 on a map where new students to Rudder will include those who live in the steep hollow area south and west of the intersection of FM 1179 and FM 2038, along with some near downtown Bryan.
And the line is actually a much cleaner line. The map that will ultimately be recommended, even though it's obviously it's not a perfectly straight line, it's about as straight a line as you can do and use the type of data and neighborhood information to get this thing done.
Tonight's special meeting of the BISD trustees starts at 6. Members of the Texas Senate now have their committee assignments. Senator Charles Schwertner, whose district covers Brazos and most surrounding counties, is the vice chairman of government organization. Schwertner, a sixth-generation farmer who is also a surgeon, was named to the Agriculture and Health and Human Services Committees, along with Criminal Justice. In the meanwhile, members of the Texas House are still waiting. Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station hopes to be named to Energy, Natural Resources, Environmental Regulations, and Agriculture. John Rainey of Bryan hopes assignments are announced by the end of the week.
That's hope. I don't really know exactly when it'll all be done. It takes a lot of time for the speaker to go through that.
Entering his first full term, Rainey feels good about getting significant appointments because of his relationship with House Speaker Joe Strauss. Last week, while President Barack Obama outlined his handgun initiative, Texas Senator Brian Birdwell filed a bill allowing concealed carrying of arms on public university property, which District 12 Representative Kyle Cassell says looks like a step in the right direction. Cassell says he's a big supporter of concealed carry.
I've read part of Senator Birdwell's bill at this point, and there's a lot of opportunity for the campuses to dictate how that works. But, you know, at first read, you know, it's something that I could get behind very easily. You know, got to be 21 years old to carry or have a concealed carry. So you're talking about a limited number of people carrying on campus, including professors, seniors, and grad students.
Cassell says he still needs to read the entire bill, but at first glance, he sees no problem with it. And if it's all as it seems to be, he'll vote for it if given the opportunity. And after a shaky year due to battling cancer and health issues, Bryan's Ronnie Jackson is back working full-time as the Neighborhood and Youth Services Manager. Jackson says being diagnosed with cancer is something no one ever expects, and the experience humbles you because it makes you so vulnerable.
You certainly have to depend on the leadership and the wisdom of your medical team, but at some point in time, you have to lean on prayer and you have to lean on your faith. And that's the one thing that I think it really, really got me in touch with, because I knew things were out of my control and I had to put it in the hands of the good Lord and trust him to decide why was I singled out for this burden.
Jackson says although at first he was angry, hurt, and scared, he now realizes how blessed he is, and he feels stronger than he's felt since he was originally diagnosed. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 48 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:11. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine today, some passing clouds, particularly this morning. Highs today 60 to 65. It'll be partly cloudy overnight. Lows will drop down to about 45 to 50. During the day tomorrow, we're partly sunny, and we'll find temperatures between 60 and 65. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be near 50 degrees. Good deal of cloudiness during the day on Wednesday. There's the chance of an isolated shower. Highs Wednesday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports. Talking about the Super Bowl. Two brothers in the Super Bowl coaching both teams, head coaches on both sides, and that's the first time that's ever happened. We'll get you caught up with who's going to be in the Super Bowl coming up here at 6:50. Also, A&M women's basketball, knockoff number 12, and more for you here in just a bit.
Okay, and I want to use up all of those storylines this morning. I want us to be the first ones to do it, because that way, when we have to listen to this garbage for the next 2 weeks, then we can say, oh, well, we were talking about that a long time ago. Yeah, so we need to do all of that today, and how it's, I don't know, like the bazillion time that the Super Bowl has been held in New Orleans and all that stuff.
I didn't get to that part.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I say. We're gonna burn all of that today.
Oh, okay.
We're going to burn all of that today so that we can do that. Number of people looking to adopt chickens from a farm in Colorado. It's Colorado. They're a different kind of weird than Florida, but they're weird nonetheless. Anyway, they decided...
They're like Austin weird.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a giant Austin right there. number with mountains. A number of people looking to adopt chickens from a farm in Colorado accidentally ended up stealing chickens from the wrong farm. The three-day hen again adoption drive at the Grant Family Farms aimed at help and save the bankrupt farm and thousands of chickens at the same time. And finding them new homes. You know, actually, if it's a chicken farm that's raising them for food, that's not a home. You know what I'm saying?
It might be an egg farm.
It's a stopping off point. Well, it said they're going to slaughter them.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I don't know.
We just get them to Sanderson Farm. I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, to call it a home is probably not the idea. However, the advertisement for the event in the area newspaper printed the wrong address. And a number of people showed up Saturday at the wrong farm and began taking chickens that actually were not up for adoption. Hennigan realized the problem, reached out to people via social media. Thank God we can Twitter. Oh, thank God we can Twitter to save the chickens. Asking them to return the birds on Sunday. So what, the people who own that farm looking out there going, Henry, they're out there grabbing our chickens. What are they doing? So,
well, why couldn't they just trade chickens?
Well, it's an excellent point. It's an excellent point.
If they took your chickens, how many chickens are gone? All right, we'll give you some chickens.
And don't chickens pretty much look alike?
Pretty much.
No. As someone who's farmed chickens,
yeah.
There are real distinct differences
okay.
between chickens.
Well, I'm
hey,
just...
They taste like chicken.
Yeah.
Info.
They said it.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're not going to become physically attached to that chicken in such a short period of time that you couldn't just swap it. Hey, could I trade this for a brown one?
I would if it was covered in barbecue sauce.
What I mean is different meat qualities, different egg laying
abilities.
Oh,
well, now you're not going to adopt a chicken to eat it. That's not good. That defeats the whole purpose of Hennigan if we're going to do that.
I most certainly would.
I wouldn't do that.
If your business is involved in the Home Expo, you'll want your ad in Brian Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners. an attractive full-color 60-page glossy publication, At Home Magazine offers almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. To get an early bird special on advertising in At Home Magazine, contact Sam Jones today at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hey, and also includes your Super Bowl picks if you email Sam. Sam loves to have those. I have no idea. All right, here we go. It's, let's see. Oh, it's Squirrel Appreciation Day. Basically a rat with a furry tail. And it's also Granola Bar Day. So
they're happy in Colorado all over.
Sure. Or you could feed a granola bar to a squirrel today, and I guess that would be, fine.
It'd work out. Sure.
Okay. All right, you got birthday.
I do have a birthdays. Let me see. We'll start you off with
really?
Emma Spice.
Oh, who?
Baby Spice.
Oh, of course.
The blonde one.
Emma Bunton. She's 37 years old today.
Could you name the last names of all the Spice Girls? I don't even know how many Spice Girls there are.
Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah.
Mel C, Mel B. That's what they always went by, so I'm not really sure.
Okay, well, that's, you know.
That's like Sporty Spice, Scary Spice, Ginger Spice.
How many of them are there?
There's five of them.
Oh, okay. All right.
Posh Spice was, what's her name, the one married to that soccer guy.
Now Miss Beckham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Victoria Beckham.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
Are you done?
I just wondered.
He asked me to name them all.
No, I meant Scott.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. That probably fills up my entire category of curiosity about the Spice Girls.
I had the Emma Bunton Barbie doll.
What? How could it be the Barbie doll if it's named Emma Button?
Well, I guess, I don't know. Maybe it was made by Mattel. It had a different, you know how the dolls always have kind of an ugly face that's not really like the famous person, but sort of.
Well, that's for legal reasons. Because if it's recognizable, then they might, want a piece of the action or something like that. So they're going, that doesn't look like anything like her.
Oh,
she's much more beautiful than that.
Oh.
All right, I think we've really broken down all we needed to on the Spice Girls. Just saying.
Charlotte Ross, 45, with NYPD Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon.
Oh, yeah.
With the best quote in basketball history ever, I like to dunk.
Yeah.
That was a direct quote.
That's right.
He's 50 today.
Well, and again, if you remember, this guy really hadn't played ball very much, and Guy Lewis goes over there and finds him and says, "Why don't you come over here? You're big and tall."
Five slam pajama.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Gina Davis, 57 years old.
She's been here.
She's a genius.
Yes.
Mensa.
Uh-huh.
Fluent in Swedish.
Yeah.
And a semifinalist for the U.S. Women's Olympic Archery team.
That's why she was here.
That's right.
Yeah, doing Olympic stuff. All right.
Guy that didn't amount to much of anything, Robbie Benson's 57.
By comparison.
But he was the voice for Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
I did not know that.
All right.
Billy Ocean, 63.
Well,
tonight.
Which one? I guess for the Beast.
Yes.
Not for Beauty. Okay.
Billy Ocean, 63.
Uh-huh.
Jill Eckenberry is 66 from L.A. Law.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Davis.
Oh.
71 years old.
Lubbock, Texas.
Yep. Richie Havens, 72, opened Woodstock.
Still alive, huh?
Placido Domingo.
He could sing better than those other two put together.
Yes, sir. One of the three tenors is 72 today. Jack Nicklaus, 73 years old. We got one of his golf courses here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Ann Wedgeworth is 79.
Ah.
She was Lana on Three's Company.
Oh, yeah. Paul Allen, who's the other rich guy from Microsoft. You don't hear about him as much.
No.
He's, he just soon just sit on. And that was fine. He just told Bill, you run it. I'll take the money. I'll clip the coupons. I think he built, like, one of the largest yachts in the world, though. It's, like, 360 feet long or something like that.
That's just silly.
Yeah, and he owns the Portland Trailblazers, right?
I believe
that is
correct.
Maybe another professional team. But anyway, he's doing all right. All right, 619. It's time for what's his name? All right, hang on.
Who can forget old what's his name?
It must be Monday. Let's see if we can find Sean here.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
In the case of Armstrong, it's not only that he cheated, but it's like, which is bad enough, but it is, he just continued the lie, and then he went out there ruthlessly attacking these people that told the truth. We didn't know it at the time. I guess there was always a shred of doubt here, but Armstrong disputed that he doped back during his comeback in 2009 and 10, saying the last time he crossed the line with banned substances was 2005. Armstrong called his wife, the wife of a former teammate, crazy, implied that a masseuse was a whore. He sued the London Sunday Times for libel in 2004. He was a bully and an intimidator. He's got a lot of making up here to do.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs tried to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatballs is smart dog. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Like a new F-150 crew cab from Team Ford for $10,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Ford F-250 for $11,000 off. Plus, only at Team Ford, every new vehicle comes with a free lifetime warranty. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Where the jobs are for older workers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Tom Ortuso. Some businesses may be better than others when it comes to job opportunities for more experienced workers. Among those industries likely to be more welcoming to a graying workforce, financial services, universities, healthcare, and professional services. According to MarketWatch, the sheer number of older people nationwide may also help erase age boundaries in all sorts of other industries. The number of workers ages 55 and up grew by 3.5 million from September of 2009 to the fall of 2012. It might be time to get healthy. It'll save you a buck or two. 80% of U.S. companies now offer health care incentives in the form of cash rebates or lower premiums for workers who enroll in weight management programs to lower their weight and cholesterol levels. And your cable bill isn't getting any cheaper. Prices for expanded service were up 5.5% in 2011. So more people are opting not to pay for a subscription and instead are taking advantage of cheaper streaming options. The markets are closed for the holiday. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Dow Jones Money Report.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM's Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to... I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
The Northgate Philharmonic performs to capacity crowds and rave reviews by bringing a fresh, fun, and progressive approach to music. Their fundraiser, the Northgate Philharmonic Ball, is 7 p.m. Friday, January 25th, featuring a world-class five-course tasting dinner prepared by Chef Tay Lee of Veritas to the accompaniment of a jazz band. Add in a live auction, dancing, and a Philharmonic concert for a spectacular evening worth twice the $100 admission price. NorthgatePhilharmonic.org.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line. Exciting news! We have a simple cash option for those who want their money within 24 to 48 hours. This is not a loan. If we prepare your return and it is accepted by the IRS, you could receive money in 24 to 48 hours. Call now! 691-2345.
Hey, Brazos Valley weather forecast, and it looks pretty doggone nice. Brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Valley. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Kind of some strange fog out there. Some areas it's very foggy. Other areas it's not. There's not much wind out there, so it's going to take a little while to dissipate. But nonetheless, just watch out for fog this morning simply because And we've got some high humidity out there at 96%. But a high today, temperature-wise, 67 degrees, and that'll just keep going all week long. We'll be in the mid-60s. As a matter of fact, by Thursday, we're up to the mid-70s. About 74 is what they're telling us. A wind shift on Thursday night. It'll be a little bit cooler on Friday. But all in all, we're going to have just great weather all week long. Right now, the winds are out of the, well, the winds are calm, like I said, and the humidity is 96%. A little bit of fog, so watch for that, and we have 44 degrees.
Texas A&M just ended a phenomenal football season, complete with a Heisman Trophy winner and a victory in the Cotton Bowl. Now, your Bryan College Station Eagle lets you experience the 2012 season all over again with Extraordinary, Texas A&M's remarkable first season in the SEC. A 160-page hardbound book, complete with stories and images from the Eagles' award-winning reporters and photographers. Order yours before January 30th and save $10 off the retail price. Extraordinary, Texas A&M's remarkable first season in the SEC. Order yours today at theeagle.com.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
While it's common to complain about workplace rules and regulations, maybe there's a good reason for them. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
You've probably worked in a job or been part of an organization that you thought was not run very well.
Most people look at their lives and organizations and see nothing but dysfunction, and they think about how much better things could be.
Ray Fissman, author of the book, The Org.
Organizations are the result of a set of trade-offs. That is, there are very few things that you can do that are all benefits and no costs.
Employee supervision is one of those costs that many people complain about.
A lot of people believe that their managers should leave them alone to do their jobs. And I think, first of all, there are parts of everyone's job that are critical to the organization that you just don't like as much as the other parts. And that gets us back to the monitoring, the oversight that people may not love.
In addition, organizational red tape, things like expense reports, may seem like a pain, but they are necessary. In fact, even Al-Qaeda requires expense reports. Ray says that in a CIA raid of an Al-Qaeda headquarters, they found a memo.
From an Al-Qaeda manager to one of his underlings, essentially saying, I know you only spent $40,000 for the trip that your family took to Pakistan, and you pocketed the rest because I gave you $70,000 to pay for it. Next time, you better produce the receipts. So if Al-Qaeda operatives have to produce receipts, what hope is there for the rest of us?
Tomorrow, why an employer's job is not to make you happy. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
Well, you know, you don't like to think about it very much, but rodent populations around here have been high for months, going back to the hot summer that we had. With some cool weather that we've had kind of on and off, they've been trying to seek shelter from time to time, and guess where they find it? Your home or a building on your property. And no matter what kind of things you've got crawling around in your house, remember that ABC Home and Commercial Services can create a rodent control plan to eliminate them. They'll close up all the openings where they come in, and they'll catch anything that's already in your house or building. ABC's been treating Brazos Valley homes for a long time, and they back their work with a full warranty. Best of all, every ABC specialist undergoes a comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with ABC's team on your premises. So do something and deal with a company that has a long, long track record when it comes to getting rid of pests, no matter how many legs they've got. Look no further than ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan School Board considers final action tonight to change the boundaries of Rudder and Bryan High Schools. There's a new map following a community committee meeting Thursday night. Spokesman James Edge says administrators determined not enough students had been moved from Bryan High to Rudder.
After looking at it, it was discovered that it may have ultimately resulted in a very small shift that would have kept Bryan and Rudder in two different districts and kind of negated the whole purpose of the plan.
Two neighborhoods are affected.
There was a very, very minor shift on one or two neighborhoods over in the downtown area, and then there was one shift over in the very eastern part of Bryan. I think the Steep Hollow area was shifted back to Rudder as opposed to Bryan High School.
Tonight's board meeting starts at 6, and you can see a copy of the new map on our website at WTAW.com. The parties involved in keeping A&M home football games during the expansion of Kyle Field have until the May Board of Regents meeting to work out a final agreement. College Station City Councilwoman Julie Schultz says that will be a challenge considering the biomedical corridor agreement with the city of Bryan took 2 years to finalize.
Certainly would be a wonderful thing for us to be able to utilize those empty sometimes facilities and really help our Vista count up and make some, you know, nice tax dollars for the community. But I don't know. I've talked to several people who actually run some of those facilities, and they're going, we had no idea. We don't know anything about this. So there's a lot of stuff that's got to happen before we get to any kind of signed agreement.
The agreement in principle gives off-campus groups the chance to use on-campus facilities at cost. After battling lung cancer since last March, Ronnie Jackson with the city of Bryan is back at work, and he's also gained some new perspective on life. Jackson says, without wanting to sound harsh, one of the biggest lessons to learn from cancer is that it's not about you.
It's about letting go and letting people treat you, love on you, pray for you. And that was really hard for me because I had never really been a person that was sort of in need. So to give up and let go and let people, you know, sort of take care of me was a real eye-opener. I initially had a hard time doing that.
He says he's been touched and amazed by people's loving acts of kindness. Jackson says this week he reaches his 10-month survival milestone. Today begins the third week of the state legislative session. Representative John Rainey of Bryan expects committee assignments to be announced by the end of this week.
Those of us who are freshmen, you know, are at the mercy of the House, the Speaker. And I feel good about that. He's been into our district and visited with folks here. I consider him a friend, so I think that I have a good chance of getting significant appointments.
Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station hopes to be named to Agriculture, Energy, Natural Resources, and or Environmental Regulations. Senator Charles Schwertner, whose district includes Brazos and most surrounding counties, was named to four committees by the Lieutenant Governor. Assignments include Health and Human Services, Agriculture, Criminal Justice, and Vice Chair of Government Organization. Also in Texas government, the first draft of the Texas House budget calls for no money for standardized tests in public schools. Cassell says they're still waiting for the counts to rule before setting a number.
We will work on testing. I know that I've read a few articles, and we're going to have an opportunity to help fix that. We just got to get our feet wet, especially as freshmen, to understand where we are and what happened and why they made those decisions in the last legislative session.
After getting education out of the courts, Cassell expects surplus state money will be spent on water-related matters. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 48 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries. ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health rates for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hey, I appreciate you doing a testimonial for us.
You guys changed my life.
Well, thanks.
I'm on the radio?
Yep.
I'm on the air?
Yep.
And nobody knows it's me, right? Because I'm a very private person.
That's why we gave you a wig and blurred your face.
Oh, and did you disguise my voice?
Uh-huh.
Good. Ask away.
And what kind of job did you find at AggieLandHelpWanted.com?
Oh, a retail job. I posted a resume in minutes. It was free, super easy.
Thank you, Bunny Grosky. We appreciate your help.
Oh, you just said my name.
There's a delay. We can edit it out.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
No. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Garbage cans, street signs, runaway wagons, your neighbor Gary. There are a lot of things you need to be able to see on the road. And with head-up display in the BMW 3 Series, you can. It projects your speed and turn-by-turn navigation onto the windshield, which means you shouldn't ever have to take your eyes off the road. The BMW 3 Series with head-up display is here. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Sunshine today. Some passing clouds, particularly this morning. Highs today 60 to 65. It'll be partly cloudy overnight. Lows will drop down to about 45 to 50. During the day tomorrow, we're partly sunny, and we'll find temperatures between 60 and 65. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be near 50 degrees. Good deal of cloudiness during the day on Wednesday. There's the chance of an isolated shower. Highs Wednesday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, and it will be the Harbowl instead of the Super Bowl.
Oh, very good. Oh, that's good.
I stole that one from the local paper.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I got to give them credit.
The Harbowl.
Yeah.
Like H-O-R-R-O-R.
Be like
Harbowl.
The Harbaugh brothers.
It sounds a lot like you're saying horrible.
It could be. It could be a horrible game. I have no idea. That, you know, it happens more often than we like.
It does.
Yeah.
A&M women's basketball is on a roll, and they upset number 12, Georgia. We'll fill you in on the details on that and a whole lot more coming up here in about 12 or 13 minutes.
Yeah, I don't even think they upset them. I mean, they just beat the snot out of them, you know? I mean, they left them a bloody pulp.
Yeah, if we could have gone to the game, we all would have got to play.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you didn't have any more people to put in. Yeah, but anyway. But
I think Radar, who's their equipment guy, even got to play.
Yeah. All right, I have to play the beginning of the weather. I may have heard it wrong. I just got to do this again.
Sunshine today, some passing clouds, particularly this morning. Highs today 60 to 65.
Okay, I misheard him. I thought he said 60 to 75. I'm going, you know, we could do better than that. But and it's going to be nice. Gee whiz, by Thursday it's going to be 75 degrees out there.
Going to be. Yesterday was beautiful.
It was. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're exactly right. It was.
Miss Bell and I went for a long walk.
Yeah, it was quite. Yeah, how's the dog?
She's great.
Yeah. How long was the walk?
A couple miles.
Okay.
She stopped eating the house, which is good.
Oh, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. That's very good. What was the first thing she decided to gnaw on?
Oh, I have two sets of blinds now that are in desperate need of repair.
There you go. Yep.
I don't mean kind of broken.
No, she like tore out of her crate like the Terminator.
The deal is that you can baby-proof your house, but to dog-proof your house is pretty difficult.
Yeah, it's
to
called
do.
A backyard.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, they'll do some digging back there if they need to.
That's what
and,
I'm afraid of. I gave her a giant bone. Hopefully it'll keep her occupied
that's,
for a while.
Well, you know, and, of course, the best thing to occupy a dog
is another dog.
That's exactly right. That's true, very much.
Or a cat.
That way they can, no.
But the cat's not going to be very happy.
No. They taste
like chicken.
Yeah, that's right. The cat's not going to interact with the dog in a way that they would want to. It's always going to be on the cat.
It's still occupy dog, whether it's good for the cat or not.
Well, I would think the interaction would be on the cat's terms. Which,
anything with a cat is on a cat's terms.
So that could be frustrating for the dog, but that's cool. I mean, how old is she? She a little bitty?
She's a little over one.
Okay.
40 pounds and nothing but rock.
Okay. Well, that'll be fun.
Built like a brick.
Yeah, how's that dog food bill going to be? That'll be fun.
It's not that bad, surprisingly.
Okay. It's early.
True.
Just wait. And, has she found all the carpet in the house?
No, actually, she is. Oh. I got her, and she is, for the most part, trained. She heals while we walk.
Very good.
And it has been just thank you very much to the Brazosville Humane Society.
All right.
Awesome.
Glad that
she is a cutie.
Working out for you. All right, so here's a little fixer-upper for you. If you've got the money, prestigious address, 16 bedrooms, 35 bathrooms, 3 kitchens, great view, 18 acres of manicured lawns. That's right. It's the White House, but it's not for sale.
Oh,
Zillow. I don't know who Zillow is, but
it's a home. They like the house. When I was looking for houses, they have a lot of pictures. They have the prices. They have the price for like everything in that neighborhood. So it's just basically it's a good tool if you're looking for a house. Zillow.
So in Bryan College Station, they had like stuff, huh?
Wow. Yeah, it's you can probably still find my house with pictures of it. It has gonky wallpaper and all the pictures.
The gonky wallpaper.
I like gonky. Yeah,
it is pretty outlandish.
So anyway, they estimate that this thing would be close to about $300 million if you could buy it, which is a 7% increase since the Obamas took office.
I'm surprised it's that cheap because there's safe rooms in that house that you couldn't find someplace else.
True, and there's probably some wiring and stuff like that that you wouldn't find.
Rocket launchers on the roof.
Right, you could put the sound system just about any place you wanted. Every room could be a theater room. Zillow puts the monthly rent at $1.75 million a month. That's what we apparently are paying.
Wow.
We U.S. American taxpayers.
Intense.
So we'll see. Okay, so now let's see. It's all official. Joe Biden and Barack Obama sworn in officially yesterday, and then, of course, all the events going on today. They couldn't do it yesterday because it's interesting. For a country that divides church and state, they don't want to have the inauguration on Sunday. In other words, they divide church and state when it's for them, and other times they say that they
right.
So Ronald Reagan, for his part, was sworn in on his second term on a Sunday. That was back in 1985, and then same deal, swearing in on the 21st. So lots of music out there. It's, let me see, we've got Beyonce and James Taylor and Kelly Clarkson. They've been booked for a long time at today's ceremony. Beyonce will sing the national anthem. So there you go.
Taking over-unders on how long that takes?
Yeah. You know, I don't know how that works out. You need to do it under 2 minutes, don't you think?
I'm just curious how much flow is going to be involved.
Who's flow?
No, flow, like flowing is when you...
Oh, I see. Oh.
All that kind
of I thought you meant
business.
That girl from the insurance commercials.
No, although flowing can also be... no, I'm not talking about that.
Flow pop it up.
Presidential inauguration brought to you by Progressive.
Exactly, yeah. Well, that's good. I couldn't even remember the name of the insurance company. But, I mean, is they have a band there? I mean, is that they're going to have an orchestra for that?
Oh,
or does she sing it a cappella?
Oh, I bet you like the Marine Corps.
Yeah,
bands will
probably
be there.
Right. James Taylor and Kelly Clarkson will perform America the Beautiful in My Country, Tis of Thee, between the swearings in. And then Beyonce will close out with the anthem. Ceremony starts at 10:30 this morning if you want to be there.
They don't start with the anthem?
Apparently not.
That's
pretty
weird.
Interesting. It is. So you can probably stream it. Let's see, artists performing at official events throughout the inaugural three-day weekend included Alicia Keys, Brad Paisley, Usher, Katy Perry, Steve Wonder, cast of Glee, Manna, the Mexican rock band, and Smokey Robinson. If you would like, the White House has released a Spotify playlist, so in case you cared about
Thanks.
That. Let's talk about what's really important. The presidential inauguration means the ceremony, the pomp, and the parties, but also plenty of commemorative merchandise out there. Online retailer Cafe Press, happy to sell you an inaugural mouse pad or an inaugural shot glass.
When you can get a WTAW mouse pad, who wants an inaugural mouse
exactly.
pad?
Exactly. Why would you care?
The shot glass to me seems rather apropos.
Yeah, you think so? Well, and then
considering the circumstances, yes.
They also have a mug, okay, with the president to be the presidential mug. And merchandise is bipartisan as well. They've got a sweatshirt that says, I was anti-Obama before it was cool. So there you go. That's
gosh.
Nothing like the sanctity of the office. Cafe Press keeps track of which items sell better since the election. 55% of the merchandise has been pro-Obama. That 55% is right around the president's approval rating lately, but it's also down sharply from the 85% pro-Obama merchandise sold 4 years ago. Well, he had just sold us down the river, so, I mean, we all thought it was all, well, many people thought it was going to be great and wonderful.
I'd like to see what that cutoff line is, the Mason-Dixon.
Yeah, or age group, or income. There are any number of little parts. And that's the other thing, is don't you know it was tough to get a table at a restaurant last night?
Sure.
It's probably a good thing that the Redskins weren't still in the playoffs. Had they been hosting a playoff game on top of the inauguration?
Oh, that would have been a nightmare.
Yeah, it really would have. But, I mean, this city's bulging at the seams anyway, and then you're going to bring in all these folks. How many buses do you think are coming in today from people who are from all over the nation, or people who, for instance, have had to sleep in hotels in West Virginia because that's as close as they could get to D.C.? And it's wonderful that people can come and watch the inauguration, but logistically, it has got to be a nightmare moving people.
I have a friend who works in Washington, D.C., and they've blocked off the whole, like, the street that she's on, and she cannot cross the street to go to Starbucks. And, oh, my gosh,
big deal. Let's talk about what's really important. I got to get to my caffeine. And I don't know. I guess, is the government closed on Inauguration Day just anyhow, even if it weren't Martin Luther King Day?
I don't think so either.
They've got to get the federal employees into town, too. The Metro's got, of course, the Metro can be delightful on any day, but, man. Just any kind of mass transportation today is going to be.
And you know, security is going to be.
Oh yeah.
Just.
Oh yeah.
Nightmares.
Yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, but we can watch it in the comfort of our homes, or not. That's coming up today.
Hello, and thanks for listening to the Bible Minute. The Bible Minute is brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30. You can find out more about the BCS Church of Christ by visiting www.bcschurchofchrist.com. The old tongue can get us in trouble if we aren't careful. James chapter 3 in the New Testament is an excellent treatise on the need for us to control our tongues, that is, our speech. Likewise, Proverbs in the Old Testament is another great book that deals much with controlling what we say. Resolve today to study your Bible about the tongue or speech, and be aware of the good or evil you can do with it. You have been listening to the Bible Minute. The Bible Minute is brought to you as a work of the BCS Church of Christ. Learn more about the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station, Texas, at our website, www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is, bcschurchofchrist.com. We invite you to come study and learn with us. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you were to poll Texas nurserymen, they'd tell you many of their customers come in with the very same questions. I've assembled a few of the most important current ones in the hopes that they'll be of help as we serve out the balance of the winter. I'll be back with gardeners' most asked questions from late winter right after this message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets, precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. So we're talking about some of the most asked questions of late winter. Here's one. When is the best time to prune my plants? Well, actually, the question is generally asked on behalf of one specific type of plant. Fruit trees should be pruned soon before they begin to bud out. Shade trees, summer flowering trees, shrubs and vines, evergreens, and bush roses are pruned no later than mid-February. Climbing roses are pruned immediately after they finish flowering, as are spring flowering shrubs and vines. Blackberries are pruned immediately after you finish harvesting the fruit. Remember, in all cases of pruning, whether it's trees, crepe myrtles, or any other landscaping plant, there is never justification for topping those plants. Never top a crepe myrtle. If you're ever in doubt, don't prune. What can I do to get rid of ugly winter weeds in my lawn? That's a question I hear all the time. Many of the unsightly weeds are broad-leafed, non-grassy weeds, including dandelions and henbit, chickweed, clover, thistles, and a lot of others. You can use a broad-leafed weed killer containing 2,4-D as a spray to eliminate them. Follow label directions for temperature and rainfall carefully for the best results. On the other hand, if you have grassy weeds, there's nothing you can do for this generation of the plants. You need to put out a pre-emergent in early September this fall for next year's winter grassy weeds. How can I eliminate mistletoe from the branches of my tree? Will it do any major damage? Mistletoe is a parasitic plant, so it does do damage. In some cases, it can cause such distorted growth of the tree's branches that it can cause serious problems. Your best hope will be to prune it out the first winter that you see it, before the plants get rooted really well into the wood of the branches. In fact, if you wait a year or two longer, the branches themselves will become large, and removal of the mistletoe will require major surgery. Unfortunately, we have no chemical control of mistletoe. What's the best way to improve my soil before the spring plantings begin? No matter where you live in all of this life, and no matter what type of soil you're gardening in, organic matter will always be the best thing you can add to it. It will loosen tight clay soils. It helps sands hold moisture and nutrients. It's best to use a blend of several types of organic matter, whether it's peat moss or well-rotted manure, compost, shredded pine bark mulch. A little bit of each of those is a great idea. When is the best time to plant new trees and shrubs? Well, this is a great time to transplant them, dig them, and move them, but you can plant 12 months a year. I'm Neil Sperry, getting kids into gardening in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 6:52. Joe Flacco threw three second-half touchdown passes to lead the Baltimore Ravens to a 28-13 win over the New England Patriots in the AFC title game. The Ravens shut out Tom Brady and the Patriots offense in the second half to earn a trip to the Super Bowl in New Orleans, and here's Joe Flacco after the game.
After that four-minute drive, when we ran the ball, got a couple first downs there, and we came off the field, it seemed like we were going to go. And I was still, I think we're going to go, you know, because they could always score and get an onside kick and, you know, get a two-point conversion. Anything could happen. You know, we've seen it all. But we were pretty confident over there. At some point, I tried to tone down the celebration a little bit just in case something like that did happen.
So on now to the NFC. Frank Gore scored the second of his two touchdowns in the middle of the fourth quarter to give the San Francisco team a 28-24 comeback win over Atlanta in the NFC title game. Gore's go-ahead score capped the NFC championship game record comeback for the 49ers, who trailed at one point 17-0. Here's Jim Harbaugh on his defense clinching the win.
We rose up there at the end. I mean, that was a great finish for our defense. I put an exclamation point on the game. And got the stop.
Now, with all that said, for the first time in Super Bowl history, brothers will be the opposing head coaches in the NFL title game. Jim Harbaugh led San Francisco, while brother John helms Baltimore. The game is Sunday, February the 3rd, and here's John Harbaugh talking about the two brothers going ahead at it head-to-head.
I don't know if we had a dream this big. You know, we had a few dreams. We had a few fights. You know, we had a few arguments, just like our brothers. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we will try to stay out of that business. We'll let the two teams duke it out as much as possible.
Once again, Super Bowl is Sunday, February the 3rd. Number 20, A&M women's basketball led by freshman Courtney Walker with 12 points to lead an upset of number 12, Georgia, in Athens by the score of 64-46, but it was never that close. Junior Kelsey Bone was plagued with foul trouble throughout the game and was limited to just 25 minutes on the floor, but was still able to put up 10 points and collect 8 rebounds on the night. Freshman Courtney Williams was the only other player in double figures in the game with 10 points on 2 of 2 from behind the 3-point stripe. The stifling Aggie defense prevented any of Georgia's players from scoring in double figures. The Aggies run their record to 14-5 and 4-1 in the SEC and will next see action Thursday in Starksville as they take on Mississippi State at 7 o'clock on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Trevor Lacey scored 14 points and hit a game-winning jumper with just 9 seconds left for Alabama to ice A&M, 50-49. At one point, they were trailing by 14 points. Here's Coach Kennedy after the game.
Hard-fought game. I thought Trevor Relaford did a good job of taking the game over in the second half. Really proud of our team for competing in a tough environment. Made too many mistakes, turned the ball over too much in the first 5 minutes of the second half. And you got to give Alabama credit. They found a way to win.
The guys will hit the hardwood again Wednesday in Baton Rouge to take on the Tigers. Tip off at 7 o'clock with all the action of that game here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The horn sounds and the Mavericks move to within 3 games of the final playoff spot in the Western Conference with a 111-105 victory over the Orlando Magic.
Sean Marion put up 20 points last night, and the Mavs did beat Orlando. O.J. Mayo and Vince Carter added 15 apiece for the Mavs, who will now have 5 days off before taking on San Antonio. In the NHL, Josh Hartnett stopped all 24 shots he faced in his first start since being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis as the Minnesota Wild blanked the Dallas Stars 1-0 yesterday. Dallas Cowboys tight end Jason Witten is among the finalists for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. Arizona receiver Larry Fitzgerald and the Cleveland's Joe Thomas are the other two finalists for the honor. The award will be presented in New Orleans in a television special on the eve of the Super Bowl. And finally, in PGA action, Brian Gay birdied the second extra hole to win a 3-way playoff and capture the Humana Challenge for his 4th PGA Tour title. That's a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggie-owned and operated. There's no reason to leave town for LASIK vision correction when surgeons Terry Perkins, Bill Riggs, and Paul Wetherich can offer you the finest experience in care right here in Aggieland. Trust Aggieland's LASIK doctors with your vision correction. Financing is available, so don't wait. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today, 774-0498. That's 774-0498.
Plan your wedding in a day. Attend the Spring 2013 Bridal Show and Benefit on Sunday, February 17th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Expo Center. Visit wedding and party vendors, consultants and coordinators, cakes and lodging, jewelry and fashions, florists and venues, photographers and gift registries, entertainment, invitations, and more. Enter to win a $1,000 shopping spree for your wedding. Proceeds from the show will benefit Red Cross, Brazos Valley, and Student Event Planners Association. Tickets are $20 at the door and $15 advance online at BABV.org.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products.